So
I almost just fell out of my chair.
Can I do my audition?
Yeah, do it.
Hello, welcome to the Matter of Theology podcast with Chris AG. And it's AG, but I call them AG. It's like Angie, Chris, Angie, and Josh. Josue.
Oh, yeah. Josue. I know Josue.
Josue. Christopher, Josue, and Angie.
Alejandro.
Alejandro. Alejandro Vega. It's like the old Zorro. Have you guys seen the old Zorro? Never mind.
Yeah, I'm Don Diego myself. De La Vega.
Yes, Don Diego. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Dude, you know what we're talking about. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
I used to watch Zorro.
As the captain had. Oh, man, I'm going to start quoting.
But you know what, though? Whenever I think of Zorro, I can't help but think of Princess Diaries.
Ew. What in the...
My name is Diego Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare.
That's Princess Bride.
Oh, Princess Bride.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay, the level... So you mentioned Princess Diaries.
Wow.
The respect went down.
I,
and then you mixed it up with the greatest movie of all time. And now I can't even talk to you. Like, man, oh my goodness. Princess Diaries.
I did mean Bride.
Oh,
it was at this moment that Chris knew.
Yeah, that's right.
He messed up.
You repent. Repent. That is the most quotable movie of all time.
Where do we even go from here now? After that, where do you go?
Like, yeah, this is going to be like a 1 minute of Matter of Theology. Like,
we've already been over a minute. We're good.
Yeah, that's true. Minute 40. Yeah, and Chris has already like derailed the entire thing.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Princess Bride. That's a great movie too.
Princess Bride. I will never forget that again.
Yeah. Yeah.
After that moment.
Yeah, that's right.
You've been don't make that rebuked. Mistake twice.
That's, yeah.
That's gonna be at parties and stuff. That's how we introduce Chris. Hey, remember this one time when
this one time he like he mixed up Princess Bride with Princess Diaries.
Inconceivable.
And yeah, there we go. Yeah, that's not bad.
See, I know the movie. I just goofed on the title.
That's fair. That's
so great. So when we were talking about names, I told Brandy, I said, why don't we just name him Dread Pirate Wesley? She didn't like it.
For so many reasons.
And that went over so
very
well.
Quickly. Very quickly. Like yeah. Yeah, it's like, well, Drew, how about you leave the naming to me? How about we do that?
Which is weird because I'm the one that named him Jeremiah Lawson.
Jeremiah Lawson. Is that the name you guys went
with? Yeah, strong name, man.
Strong name. It's like Jeremiah
Very
Johnson, just Lawson. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
I kind of feel like Jeremiah Johnson he would have gotten made fun of.
Well, there's another good movie. You guys seen that, right? Jeremiah Johnson. That's an old-time movie. No, you go. Okay, you guys got some homework to do.
Josh's eyes just got
like
three times
like,
his normal
Robert,
size.
Oh, it's Robert Redford, right? Yeah, it's a young Robert Redford as Jeremiah Johnson.
What's the name of the movie?
Jeremiah Johnson. Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jeremiah Johnson. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys have probably seen the GIF of Jeremiah Johnson. It's the really bearded guy who's just kind of like staring and like nodding like, it's the approved. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna text it to you guys.
To our text thread, no eye contact.
Yes, to the text thread, no eye contact.
Which I like how you sent a picture of the machine that was there.
Yeah, yeah, I did. I did send a picture of the machine that we were talking about last time. So if you don't know what we're talking about, you're gonna have to go listen to the last Between the Matters episode.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay, I found it. This is Jeremiah Johnson. I'm sending it to you. There we go. Sent. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's him.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. That's good stuff.
Yep. Okay. I have been educated. I've been rebuked. I've been educated.
That's right. Yeah. That's what we do here. Yeah. That's what we're living life together, gents. That's what we do.
So guys.
Yes.
Guys, we talked about it a little bit on our episode with Brad Weber from Theology Nights. Mm. Benny Hinn. The Benster, the Hinster, the Street Fighter.
Street Fighter.
No, Eric Erickson. Yes, I'm using names, but he's awesome. Awesome guy. So he put on Twitter today that Benny Hinn is the star in quite possibly the best YouTube video ever. And it's a video that takes you to Street Fighter, and it says church versus like Ken or Ryu. Round one, fight. And it's of course people being slain in the spirit. So,
right.
But I'm sure everybody's seen. And if you follow us on Facebook, you saw I posted some a video of. And again, this is a good call out. I don't think it was repentance. In fact, I know it wasn't. It was just a confession, albeit probably it doesn't appear to be at this moment true of him admitting that his theology has been incorrect and that the gospel is not for sale, that the Holy Spirit's not for sale, that gifts, healings, and miracles are not for sale. So we shall see what and then Costi commented and said that he's praying that it's true because it's happened before, and there's been some other people that put some content out there that shows that he's done this before. So,
yeah,
we'll see. Just keep an eye on it. Keep praying for him.
Yeah, and that's honestly, I think, the appropriate response is just he comes out with these grandiose statements of how he's been wrong and the prosperity gospel is garbage and the gospel is not for sale, prosperity is not for sale, the Holy Spirit is not for sale, and then he's literally like the next video like selling it, and it's just it's crazy. To touch on that, you guys have seen the video Benny Hinn Sith Lord, right? You guys have seen this.
Well, I mean, I have
the one
now.
You just sent us?
Yes, I just sent. Yeah. Okay, so listeners,
I have not seen this.
Oh my goodness, listeners, do yourself a favor. Google go to YouTube, type in Benny Hinn Sith Lord, and type on the first video, and it's the most amazing video you will ever see. I hear it being played. The guys are literally watching it right now, and you have to just listen to me as they're watching this. It is literally worth. It is worth the. What is this? It is worth the minute 8 seconds. It'll be one of the best minute 8 seconds you've Ooh. Ever spent in
with
your life.
With the jacket as the lightsaber.
Oh, that's, yes, the jacket. Oh, so good. The
lightning coming from
so
the hands.
So good.
That's going to be on the next Star Wars movie, right? Jacket,
yeah,
lightsaber.
Yeah, and it's still going to be better than the last one they did. Yeah.
I didn't even see it. Didn't even see it.
I was disappointed with the last one.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah, they yeah. I mean, that's the epic debate, right? Like there's two of the biggest debates in like in history, and it's Martin Luther and oh dang it, I'm blanking on it. It was my term paper. Luther and
Erasmus,
right? And then whether or not The Last Jedi was a good movie. It's those two.
Freedom of the will or bondage of the will, or is Jedi a good movie?
Yes, is The Last Jedi a good
That's
movie?
That's really funny.
Yeah, and I don't know which one at this point has more contention in it.
Well, I'll, going back to good old good old Uncle Benny, as it's called.
Benny the Hinn.
Not my uncle, but Costi calls him that. And I think we talked about maybe getting into this on an episode, didn't we? Prosperity Gospel. I just finished God, Greed, and the Prosperity Gospel by Costi Hinn, and here's a quote for you guys. Ready? Quote: "When we get the sovereignty of God wrong, we get God wrong. When we get the abundant life wrong, we get Jesus wrong. When we get faith and confession wrong, we get salvation wrong. Why is this a huge deal? Because all roads that the prosperity gospel paves lead to hell." Close quote.
Who said that again?
Costi Hinn.
Costi, who said that? Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Ouch.
So, not to make this Between the Matters heavy, but and we were poking fun, and that video is hilarious, but that's some serious business. So yeah, be definitely praying for them.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Oh, so what else is going on, guys? Anything else happening?
Well, no jacked up dudes taking selfies this week.
No,
so
oiled up,
nice.
Tight shorts, delt flexing.
Man. Yes, man.
Well, I'm on the way.
What a man! Oh gosh. I'll buy some canola oil. I'll have it ready for you.
Oh, hey.
This man smells like Popeyes. What's going on here?
Chicken sandwich.
Oh yeah. So by the way, you guys have landed on that, right? Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A. Oh, yeah. Popeye's all
as far as which side have we landed on?
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A. Duh.
No. No.
Yeah.
Have you had Popeye's
chicken? Have you had Chick-fil-A?
Have you had Chick-fil-A?
Yes, of course I have. That's all. Yes, of course I
have. See, I've not had Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Dude, Chris, I am not kidding you. This is real talk. No exaggeration. Popeye's chicken sandwich, like, it will punch Chick-fil-A in the mouth. Like, you go back to a Chick... Like, I went back to a Chick-fil-A sandwich after I had Popeye's, and it was like going from, like, the covenant of grace to the covenant of works again. Like, it was so disappointing. It was so disappointing. It's like, this isn't this isn't even real. Like,
I haven't had Popeye's chicken sandwich, but at the same time, I also don't want to defile myself either.
Oh.
Because everyone knows that,
that
Chick-fil-A is from the Holy Spirit.
The Christian chicken. So here's...
Can you say that with a little bit more Southern accent, please?
The Christian chicken. Everybody knows that Chick-fil-A is from the Holy Spirit, okay?
So here's my thing with... And the chicken sandwich may be better. I don't know yet. I'm not on a side because, I mean... Now, technically, that's probably blasphemous because I'm from and live in Atlanta. So for me to say that I'm not on a side... Yeah, AG's shaking his head, yes. So, but... I'll be fair. I'll wait until I have one. But just the fact that Popeye's is like egging Chick-fil-A on, copying some of their processes, the way it's bagged and packaged. And now I will say this. Is it right? I mean, it's kind of, I don't know. It's definitely boosted. I'm sure they're sold out of chicken sandwiches from what I've seen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can't get them. You can't find them anywhere because they don't have them. So... So it's
maybe
really,
they can
from a marketing standpoint, it's genius.
Yeah, maybe they can go buy some Chick-fil-A sandwiches and resell
them. Just repackage them?
Yeah, just repackage them.
Good gracious. No. People would know the difference. Here's the thing. Like,
yeah, they would
Drew,
know a superior product.
Oh, my gosh. Drew, I'm calling you out right here on public radio. The fact that you defend so viscerally Chick-fil-A without having tried Popeye's is like you like screaming at the top of your lungs, this person's a heretic. They're a heretic. They're a heretic. It's like, well, what do they say that makes them a heretic? And you're like, I don't know, but they are.
Drew, you need to grow up in chicken sandwiches.
Yes.
You need to grow up in chicken sandwiches, buddy.
You need to graduate and go be a man and try some Popeye's. Ooh.
Man, I tried Popeye's one time. I not their chicken sandwich. I went and I tried Popeye's one time because it was there, and I wasn't impressed.
No, granted. And that's something that people aren't understanding is that I can't believe I'm getting so animated about a chicken sandwich. What in the world? But that's what people don't understand is that the chicken sandwich, like, it's not the same. Like it's not, it's something brand new. Like, don't judge it by what you know of Popeye's. This is something completely different, and it will blow your mind, and you will not go back to Chick-fil-A.
Mm. Well, I have to now. They're out of chicken sandwiches, so I got no choice.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
All right, so what we'll try to do before next episode,
yes.
I will try to find a Popeye's chicken sandwich,
yes.
And I'll try it.
And I need you guys
And I would say this.
I need you to record yourself trying it. I need the live reaction.
Okay. I'll do it.
And
two.
Not an Instagram
you can't
story
just do
that
one.
Disappears. Yeah.
Right. Okay. It's got to be a good sample size. So at least two or three,
yes.
Right? Right? So let's we'll try to do I will give it a shot.
Yes, you have to try it, Drew. I need you to do this too. I need you guys to. I need you to
so
be
just
with
like
me
I had to
journey.
Repent for not knowing that Princess Bride was Princess Di or not Princess
That's
Diaries.
Right. This is your penance. This is your penance, yeah. Because we're works based around here, guys. You didn't know that.
That's right.
Your penance. I mean, yeah. Okay, your penance is eat a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Okay, Chris, you find one, and then just.
I'll see
if
I can find one. I'll look tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'll see if I can find one over the weekend.
Okay. Yeah, I've been like waiting with bated breath for them to get them back in stores because. Oh, it was that good. Yeah.
Wow.
Flee the city of destruction, men. Flee it. Run toward the wicked gate of Popeye's chicken sandwich.
The wicked gate?
Wicked
the
gate? Wicked. That's what you
wicked.
Heard.
Wicked. Oh. Wicked. Wicked. The Wiccan Gate.
Hey, Abbott.
Look, he's still trying to get back on the Princess Bride trip.
No, that was Men in Tights.
No, that was Abbott Costello.
Oh, that is Men in Tights. Dang it.
Hey, Abbott.
I hate that guy.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
And now, from now on, all the toilets in the kingdom shall be known as John's.
John's.
Oh,
well,
man.
Fellas.
I liked it.
I got a good.
I like that these Between the Matters are short.
Yeah.
They're like 15 to 20 minutes. Like, that's perfect.
Yep. It's good.
Because that's about the amount of time. Like, anything above that, people start really seeing how dumb I am. Like, I can put on a front for a good 15 minutes. And then after that, it's like, oh, this guy, he's joking. Like, I think he's serious.
The facade has fallen.
The facade has fallen. Mm.
They'd be like, these guys do a theology show?
It's like, yeah.
Like,
well,
no
come
way.
On. No. Guys, okay, real talk here before we leave. What if the Between the Matters episodes get more traffic than the regular ones?
I'm all right with it.
Okay. It's going to be like, well, all right, I guess we're switching formats.
We will have more Between the Matters and less Matters of Theology.
That's right. Give the people what they want.
We'll even do a Between the Matters.
Oh, that's meta. That's like Christopher Nolan movie
that's
level
right
there.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh. Between the Mattersception.
Yes.
Now Between the Matterception.
I like it.
All right, Chris is shaking like he's just drank too much Bang. He needs to go home and detox. I'll be waiting. He's like Twitchy the squirrel off of Hoodwinked.
Just bouncing my knees.
Don't drink coffee. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll be waiting for those Popeye sandwiches videos, gents.
Yeah, we'll play.
If we can find them, you'll have them.
Yeah. All right. I'm game. This is gonna be great.
Nice.
All right. Awesome. Well, I guess I opened it. Maybe I should close it. And I'll just close my audition.
Do it.
That's right. All right. Well, everybody, you know where you can go. You can head to iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Raving review. We appreciate that. We are on... where are we, Drew? iTunes, Google Music, YouTube, Spotify, Stitcher.
Everywhere.
Wherever you find your podcast.
Everywhere.
We are there. This has been Between the Matters. Thank you for joining us in the trenches today. And we will catch you on the next step of... Between the Matters, I need to go sleep. Later.
Later.